Hello everyone. Today we'll talk about database as a service with Kubernetes. So let me start by taking you back to the early days of a modern open source software. I got involved with open source myself in late 90s. And I remember at that time that was quite complicated. You would often have to download their source code and then some patches to make it work for your particular operating system, your compiler, compile it all and hope it works. Since that time, we had started this never-ending journey towards simplicity. We got binaries, then packages, repositories, containers, which make it easier and easier to deploy the software we use, which is wonderful. And if you look at the database as a service is state of art, how you can get simple access to the database. Now, database as a service is often a term which is used in conjunction with public cloud providers, right? So what do I mean when I am talking about the open source database as a service? I think database as a service is generally two things. From one standpoint, that is an interface. Instead of conventional or old-fashioned database delivery, approach where we have to install a whole bunch of packages, configure servers separately, backups, monitoring, maybe some HA solution, right? We can just have an API call